Is there a distinction between the awareness and the naming in terms of when you're naming something, does it bring some intellect or self into play that a kind of just being aware of it without naming it is a different part of consciousness? That would be one question. Mm-hmm. And the other may be related, and that is, speaking of confusion, it's easy to know what wanting something or not wanting something is in a psychological way. But to know what confusion is this the sense of just nagging sense of self or self-consciousness?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll try to address that. The that naming of things is a, you have to experiment with it, because sometimes it can work both ways, in the sense of by naming it, it actually clarifies it. Because sometimes, you know, our feelings can be, emotions or thoughts can be quite, can be a bit sort of nebulous, and then they proliferate. So then there's not a clear edge, and then it just rolls on. So that by actually naming it, oh, that's restlessness. Oh, that, okay, restless mind, okay, wanting mind. It gives it a bit more boundary and clarity. So then when you name it, then it's a sort of, then it gives a place of, oh, okay, I can let that go. I can relinquish. I see it a bit. It helps you to see it a bit more clearly. So that's when, if you use it, that's a skillful result. It can go the other way, where one can get obsessed with trying to name everything and trying to have a name, have a handle for everything, and we can complicate the mind and make it, too sort of formal, we're a bit too obsessed with trying to get it right. So we're trying to, if we get the right name, then we'll be okay, sort of thing, which isn't how it works at all. So those are, it can cut both ways. And so you have to be attentive to what the result is.
Of naming is that you can let it go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's the function.
That's the function. So that the hopeful result, is being able to let it go, to be able to relinquish, or to be able to be at ease with it, and have a sense of equanimity. Yeah. So that's, you know, whatever gets you there, that's fine. And then around confusion, one of the things that I've always found helpful in dealing with confusion, doubt, kind of uncertainty in the mind, is rather than trying to go to the mind and figure it out or relinquish it there, or to come to the body, because you can get a sense of a continuity of clarity with just the sensations of the body, the posture of the body, the feeling within the body, whether the body is relaxed or whether it's tight or whether it's kind of agitated or however it feels. But you can get a bit more clarity with the body, and then develop a continuity of awareness. Because it's the momentum of awareness and attention that helps to break up the cloud of confusion, and so that coming back to the body, I've always found very helpful to get that continuity of awareness going.